Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Well, Commissioner, it's been going on 2 weeks now since the big rains in South Carolina, and I would think that crop damage is becoming quite evident at this point.
Well, you're right, it is. I've traveled kind of as many directions as I could over the last couple of weeks. Last week I was up in Bennettsville and Charrois area talking with cotton farmers. They're facing as much issues from the drought as the rain because they weren't quite the heart of the rain. Then down in Clarendon County, it's just becoming more apparent how much damage was there based on some conversations with crop insurance agents. So we are seeing it, what we were expecting, that the areas really in the heart of the rainfall are going to be the most impacted.
Well, and Farm Service Agency is putting preliminary estimates of row crop damage in the Palmetto State at about $300 million. Do you think that that's conservative or pretty much on the money?
Well, I think it is conservative. Fruits and vegetables are probably the most unknown. I was talking with a farmer yesterday. We're seeing that the forestry folks got together and put their number of damage at $65 million. I think we had a lower number in the 300. I think cotton could be in worse shape than what we estimated originally based on those conversations I was telling you about. So it's going to unfold week by week. We are seeing peanuts start to come in, and those peanuts that were on the ground exposed for a long time and then the rains came are proving to be the worst of it. The quality grades are reflecting that. So, again, it's almost not day by day, but at least week by week as we begin to assess where we are.
Well, and it's also time to head to Georgia for the Southeast Ag Expo.
Yeah, we'll go down next week and probably learn a little bit more from some other states. You know, North Carolina had some rain issues. Georgia, some. It'll be good to know where we stand, you know, as a region, but I don't think anyone will find that there are areas of the state, say, worse than the PD of South Carolina that took the brunt of it. I'll give you one example because you mentioned the initial flash reports, we call them. In Clarendon County, the total farm acreage is right at 72,000 acres, and the reports I read said that 60,000 of those 72,000 acres were impacted with crops by the rain. So that just tells you the extent of one county that we're facing in South Carolina.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.